First, have a look at all the nuclear sites in Iran. Now, these are the three nuclear facilities, Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. These are the ones that the United States struck on Saturday night, June 21st. Fordo is a uranium fuel enrichment plant hidden deep inside a mountain near the city of Qom in Iran. Then Natanz is also a uranium fuel enrichment plant and much larger than Fordo. Isfahan is a uranium conversion facility. Here they don't enrich uranium, they convert raw uranium, that is yellow cake, into gas uranium hexafluoride gas, UF6, which is critical in fuel cycle. That is why these three facilities were the primary targets of United States and Israel. If you look at the Fordo facility, it is built underground about 80 to 90 meters deep beneath the mountain rocks to protect it from bombing. Even Natanz and Isfahan have underground components, but some of its structures are mostly above ground. But the important ones like main enrichment hall, advanced centrifuges, these are all built underground away from any satellite view and to protect them from any kind of bombing. This is the reason Israel needed United States help. Only United States has this kind of bunker buster bomb big enough to destroy these underground sites. Now that bomb is called the GBU-57, Massive Ordnance Penetrator, that is dropped by B-2 bomber planes. It weighs around 13,000 kg and is able to penetrate about 80 meters of concrete or 60 meters of earth before exploding. And if it is a granite rock, then the estimated penetration is somewhere around 10 to 20 feet, that is 3 to 6 meters, depending on density of the rock. And as I said, Fordo's tunnels are buried 80 to 90 meters deep beneath the mountain rocks to protect it from bombing. That means these mountain rocks must have granite. That is the reason United States had to use the MOP GBU-57 bomb. Although to be fair, we cannot guarantee whether that was successful or not because of the depth of the tunnel being more than the penetration depth of this bomb. But this is the only bomb that could come close to do what was needed. The bomb is released from a B-2 stealth bomber at around 12 kilometers, that is 39,000 feet, above the target. Since the bomb has no engine, its extreme height allows it to build tremendous speed purely from gravity as it falls. The bomb has inbuilt GPS, therefore satellite navigation steers the bomb mid-air using adjustable tail fins, guiding it precisely to the target. The bomb's massive weight creates a huge amount of kinetic energy on impact with the ground. Now this kinetic energy drives the bomb's dense alloy casing up to 60 meters underground. A delayed fuse triggers the payload of 2400 kg of explosives once the bomb reaches its target depth. Now they followed this route to reach Iran, pay attention. Six B-2 Spirit stealth bombers took off from the Whiteman Air Force Base in Missouri on Friday night. The bombers flew westward from Missouri, crossing the Pacific and then proceeding towards Iran. The bombers did not land at any intermediate bases such as Diego Garcia or Guam for refueling. Instead, they relied on aerial fueling tankers to support their direct flight to and from Iran. Just imagine these bombers flew a non-stop round-trip mission of approximately 37 hours, covering about 11,400 kilometers each way. Now, the next important question is, how did these six B-2 bombers enter the Iranian airspace? So there are two ways to enter Iran. One, directly through coastal region from Strait of Hormuz, and two is through Pakistan's Balochistan province. Now, if you remember, Donald Trump met Pakistani Army Chief Asim Munir on Wednesday, June 18th. I have a video on it. I've explained why he was invited to the White House. You can connect the dot. Now, Iran has deployed air defense systems in both the southeastern region near the Pakistan border and along the Persian Gulf coastal areas. If you remember, in 2019, Iran shot down a US drone near the Persian Gulf. So, Iran's most heavily defended airspace is along the Persian Gulf because of the US bases in the Gulf. However, near the Pakistan border, the air defense is not heavily layered due to lower threat perception from Pakistan. And the B-2 Spirit bomber is specifically designed for stealth operations, making it extremely difficult for even modern air defense networks to detect or track it. However, detection is not equal to destruction. Even if spotted, no current system has reliably tracked, targeted, and engaged a B-2 bomber in live combat. The B-2's mission planning, flight profile, and EW systems are all designed to avoid even the chance of such detection. And then we have heard from Israel that they have gained significant control over Iranian airspace. Even Donald Trump publicly said that the US and Israel has now control over the Iranian airspace. Now that was possible because of recent clashes between Iran and Israel. Israel was able to significantly degrade Iran's air defense network, although that was largely focused on the western frontiers. However, when it comes to Iran's southern and southeastern region, the earlier reasoning still stands. Those areas remain relatively less fortified and more vulnerable. So, this is how United States bypassed Iran's air defense network, which includes older generation Russian-made surface-to-air missiles. This also means even India and other regional radars in the Indian Ocean area could not track or identify the B-2 bombers on radar as they flew over the Indian Ocean area en route to Iran. So this is how the US B-2 bombers went to Iran, dropped bombs and went back smoothly. I hope you find this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.